You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil. I'm here with Ken, Jeff, and Matt. How are you?
Hello.
We're all here.
I am live.
And live.
We are recording live. And Jeff, what is the occasion for today's recording?
Somehow... we've passed 7 years of deciding that maybe we should do a trivia podcast being a good idea, and I guess here we are.
Yep, 350 episodes, and thank you.
Thank you.
And those applause right there, we are live at the G-Man Tavern in Chicago. This is like our first real proper live episode.
Yeah, that's not also at a trivia
or in your car. We did one in your car.
No, that's true. We did do one. And yeah, Ken was driving.
I was driving. I was not on the podcast. Don't podcast and drive.
I did really well. I was laying in bed.
We've had some terrible ideas.
We have. And a quick shout out, too. When we started this podcast almost 7 years ago, we didn't think we'd have any listeners. The first listener was my mom, who's here. So hello, Mom. Kathy Fisher. So we've gotten more listeners than my mom. So I think we've made it. But yeah, thank you to G-Man Tavern and especially Jill Hopkins for setting this up for us. Jill's going to be here DJing for us. You won't hear that on the recording that you're listening to right now because we don't want to get sued by big artists. But we're very appreciative of all of her efforts. But Matt, what kind of game are we going to be running today?
We are going to be running a standard Triviality game. Let's go to a rules read. Read live for the first time in a long time. We used to pass around this sheet when we first started because we didn't know the rules. But now we do. So the rules of the game are simple. 20 questions.
That's not getting edited
it's
out.
Just like
no,
a real
it's
recording.
This is this is why Darren does it.
That's why it's
20
live.
We had Gilbert here. R.I.P. 20 questions split into two rounds worth 10 points apiece. At halftime, there will be a special swing round designed by this week's host, all of us. After regulation, players will enter the final round with the points that they have accumulated and will have a chance to wager 0 to 30 points on 5 categorized questions. At the end of the game, someone will be named.
Awesome. That was the best one we've had.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
That's why we hired Darren to read the rules also.
That's yeah, that's why we hired someone.
They tried to make me do it so many times. I'm so bad at it.
Matt, does everyone need to know anything about Triv now before we start or no?
If everyone is ready, it's going to ask the questions in your app. The leader or captain of the team will be able to answer. I'll see the questions. If you spell it wrong, it's okay. I can fix it, but don't spell it wrong. Don't add little jokes because it will mark it wrong. Your jokes are funny. I appreciate it, but don't add little jokes.
Cool. Well, yeah. Are you guys good to go?
Good to go.
All right. Let's rock and roll.
All right, I guess I'm up. First question. What actor and comedian appeared in the video for Paul Simon's song, You Can Call Me Al? It's unknown whether or not the actor drove his fellow on-screen actors crazy.
The picture is not a clue. This is my favorite
Al. That's just
Al. It's just Richard Karn.
That's your favorite Al?
Yeah, Al Borland.
What about Al Bundy?
Al Bundy's a close second.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
I know, that's another good Al.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you didn't know by now, the answer is not Weird Al. Unfortunately, it is Chevy Chase, beloved actor and everyone's friend, Chevy Chase.
Also 2 week member of the band Steely Dan. So,
yeah, no disparaging stories about Chevy Chase. Just don't Google. Yeah.
Are there any choice team names tonight?
Yeah, what are some of the team names here?
Oh, team names. Well, we got some good ones here. We have E equals MC Hammer. Great name. XOXO Bar Wars. Crazy Sexy Swayze.
Oh, nice shout out. Thank you.
Fifth Grade Math for a Living, Tequila Mockingbird, a classic. Bad Mustache, is that your brother? Chalamet, I Have This Dance.
Oh, this got real.
So he can actually grow a mustache, though. I can't.
That is fair. Oedipus Mom, 69 Riot, Trivia-tastic.
That's Oedipus's mom. Obviously, yeah. You don't have a thing for your mom.
And that's all of them.
All right, Jeff.
The next question.
So, question two. Which globally dreaded disease did the World Health Organization declare eradicated in 1980? To date, it is the only disease that the WHO has listed as eradicated.
Leave it to Jeff to write a disease question for a fun trivia night.
For question two.
Well, I thought,
question,
you know,
two, right off the bat.
We haven't done anything fun since before the last major Earth disease.
I
so,
see.
You know.
Okay.
Do you know what 80s movie an action star said, I'm the cure to the disease?
No. Why
Sylvester Stallone. Cobra. That's what I think of when I hear disease and cure.
Is that...
I'd love to spend just one weekend in your head, Neil.
I don't know if you will. I don't know if you want to.
There's no space.
That's too long.
It's like the
coming
meme with
from
the
your lovely wife. That's terrifying.
Yes. It's like the meme with the dog, and it says, "This is fine. Everything's burning."
Yeah. Okay. All right. Couple of last seconds here. And what answer do we have?
All right. Looks like it split the room a little bit. A lot of people saying polio. Unfortunately, not polio. The answer we're looking for is smallpox. Smallpox.
Glad to hear that also, by the way.
Thankfully, no cheers for smallpox.
No more smallpox.
Cheers for smallpox.
All right, let's eradicate that question and move on to the next one. This one, I think we could also accept the first name on this
I'll
one,
I'll just
right?
take the first name. I don't expect anyone to get the full name. But if you do, brownie points. So sounding more like the name of a French explorer, what is the full name of the vampire in the 1976 Anne Rice novel Interview with a Vampire, portrayed by Brad Pitt in the 1994 adaptation?
Good movie.
Oh, you went with Brad Pitt, not Tom Cruise.
He didn't
Correct.
Go with Tom Cruise, right?
I did not go with Tom Cruise.
Who may be a real vampire.
And definitely not Christian Slater.
Or Kirsten Dunst.
Robert Pattinson.
I think that was a different one, man.
Matt only likes
a different
vampires.
Classic.
Only vampires that sparkle for Matt. Oh. A lot of different answers here coming in, Matt.
Not Ponce de Leon, unfortunately.
No.
Not French, unfortunately, too.
Not a vampire.
But yeah, time has expired,
as far as
Matt,
I know.
So what are we looking at here?
What are we looking at? Jeff, you're going to say the name because I'm not.
Matt doesn't want to pronounce it.
Louis de Pont de Lac.
So. Very nice.
My French is great, isn't it, Neil?
It's pretty good. I accepted Louis.
C'est bon.
Louis Louis.
Is that Louis of Point Lake?
Yeah, who got that right? Was that Bad Mustache?
Yeah, Bad Mustache.
Who's Bad Mustache? Is that Joe? See, you're a new fan already, Joe.
Or at least we're a fan of yours.
Yes, exactly.
So, Neil, you know a small amount of French.
Oui.
Point du Lac? Is that Point Lake?
It's Point of the Lac. No, I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'm sure it's something like that.
Hey, what's this question?
We have moved on, and which contestant had the eye of the tiger when they won the inaugural season of Survivor?
The picture also not a clue. It's Destiny's Child singing Survivor.
Surviving is a huge thing with Destiny's Child because they have such a big turnover rate.
Is that true?
Well, a lot of members aren't in the group anymore.
Is the group even together?
Oh, they're always together in our hearts.
I'm really looking forward to see what Matt put as pictures for my questions.
Yeah, there's some.
I don't know
there.
If this is a hint, Matt, but the answer to this question is the guy that was naked a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was a noted naked man. Looks like they don't know. So we're going to end this one. The answer we're looking for is Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch.
I definitely did not know the last name.
Yeah. Big naked Dick Hatch.
I don't want to talk out of turn, but I think he went to jail. Did
he went
not?
To jail?
I think so. Maybe not. I could be wrong. I don't want to disparage
exposure?
The man.
I mean,
he violated the Hatch Act.
The odds are good. Let's be honest.
All right, in the category of Travis Kelce's girlfriend.
It's true, though. What Taylor Swift song was first to chart on the Billboard Hot 100? While many of her songs allude to famous men, this one is her only single to be named after one.
Any Swifties out there?
We definitely do, yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting one just a moment ago.
This gentleman who's being pointed at behind his back.
That's true, Swiftie commitment. So time has elapsed. I will let you know if you didn't get it. She actually did another topping chart hit with this artist a little bit later, also Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm. It is the son of Tug McGraw, Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. No one is tanner than Tim McGraw.
I was going to say, how good do you feel that you didn't know it, Jill?
Close call.
So you're saying she has a song called Tim McGraw?
That is the name of the song.
Wow.
Not
that is not
just
good.
It's not just a song. It was her first number one.
Is this moving to me, Matt?
Did you write the question?
That is
I did write that one.
That is
well,
shocking.
Then yes. These are your questions.
All right. These are going to be my five questions. Probably a lot of pop culture. First one. Chicago native Sean Evans may not be a conventional late night host like David Letterman or Conan O'Brien, but as a successful YouTuber, he's managed to get all the spicy details from the world's biggest personalities over dinner on what massively popular show?
It's possible that this is...
This might be the first social.
Yeah, it's also possible that this is the best interview program available.
He's a very good interviewer. He does really good research.
Genuinely a good interviewer, yeah.
And from Chicago as well.
And much better than Colbert, as Ken says. So
it might be a social. A social meaning everyone gets it correct. And if that's true, I'll have to cheers together. Just waiting about 20 seconds.
I would love
to
participate in this show also.
Mm-hmm. I would not.
Yeah, Neil would not fare well.
Yes, I would not
fare
well. For certain
qualities.
Neil, you would not fare well in the show.
He would fare well because he would die.
How many more times can we say fare well?
He would fare quite well.
No, I disagree. We went to Dave's Hot Chicken and you asked for no spice.
That's true.
Too much for you. Mildly said, no thanks. Can't
so
do
I
it.
I think it might be social.
Yeah.
So it's everyone. Let's cheers. The answer is hot ones. Good job, everyone.
Yeah, hot ones.
This next one is in honor of the ridiculous voice that some people seem to like. Dutch Boy. As a little Dutch boy himself, what famous musician moved to the U.S. when he was 6 and formed a band named Genesis that soon became Mammoth and was ultimately changed to a much more Dutch-sounding name? He joined his brother, two friends, and his trusty Frankenstrat as they changed rock history.
And we're looking for the name of the person, not the band.
It was pointed out to
me person, yep.
Before the recording that since I'm 25% Dutch, I'm the closest to the actual Dutch boy.
I didn't know you were 25% Dutch.
Where did Dutch Boy come from?
This is a revelation.
It was a really bad joke.
It was like the third episode or third or fourth episode. Yeah, and someone said something about a little kid. I was like, get over here, Dutch boy. No, please. That's where it came from. This one was for Jill. I wrote this one for Jill. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was you, Neil, who brought up the Dutch boy.
Probably.
The Dutch boy
I like
with
to do
the German
voices.
Accent.
Yeah, it's definitely a German accent.
Yeah, it's not Dutch at all. It hasn't been Dutch in a long
time.
It
has never been Dutch.
Nope.
So we're getting some good answers. A couple answers that I was expecting. Got two right ones so far.
Mm. You gonna call that one right?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I presume that Dutch Boy will let us know who the correct answer is.
Of course. The answer is Eddie Van Halen.
Edward.
Great guitarist. This next question, if you're a listener of the show, might give you a hint. Sometimes called Onca by South Americans and El Tigre by Central Americans, this animal, featured heavily in Mayan design, certainly has the X factor when it comes to hunting its prey.
So I was going to put a picture
Simon
of Simon
Cowell.
We heard Simon Cowell, yes.
But I didn't know if that was a clue because I didn't know what that meant.
Well, and it's funny because when I think of El Tigre, I of course think of Community with El Tigre Loco.
Oh, yeah.
The X factor clue was for Jeff.
X factor.
Well, you'll know what it is. You'll know what it is.
I think I know.
Yeah, you know why I put that clue in there. Yeah. But some listeners of the show, I think, will have an in, possibly. Depends on how well you listen to the show. It looks like a lot of people do listen, so we're getting some good answers here.
I listen a lot.
Yeah. Well, you listen a lot, but you don't remember a lot.
And begrudgingly.
Yes.
I like that you themed your questions off of, like, the show and what people enjoy, and I just did random ones.
Yep.
Good to know. Good to
That's
know.
Okay. I care about the listeners, Ken.
A lot.
I care.
Much more than us.
You care.
Just in my own way.
Well, we've gotten a lot of big cats as the answer, but what is the best big cat?
The best big cat with the strongest bite is obviously the Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Yes. Pound for pound, strongest bite of the cat world.
Important to know.
It is important. All right, this next one.
It's not even the strongest bite animal. It's just the strongest cat bite. Weak.
This next question. The next time you open up Broadway Google Maps, which is patent pending, I'm working on it, for the cleanest of straight razor shaves, you might consider taking a visit to Sweeney Todd's barbershop right next to St. Dunstan's Church in London on what street?
Got this one, Kellen.
Oh, yeah, it's already submitted.
So we're looking for the name of the street where you can get a nice close shave.
Mm-hmm.
Is St. Dunstan's where Dunstan checks in?
I wish you checked in there. It could have been a sequel.
The picture that you chose for this one, Matt, is Cedric the Entertainer in the movie Barbershop.
From the movie Barbershop.
I'd like to see his turn as one as Sweeney Todd. Yeah.
Filmed in Chicago.
Whatever.
He would be a good Sweeney Todd. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I believe it was Tim Story was the director of the Fantastic Four.
Well, it looks like everybody knows this one as well. We're going to give it a few more seconds.
Yep. If you're a fan of Josh Groban or Annalee Ashford, they're on Broadway right now. If you
so
can
close.
Afford a ticket.
Oh, who did it better, Cedric the Entertainer or Josh Groban?
That's, well, only one is a king of comedy, I think, so.
Josh Groban.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right, well, the answer, the full title of the musical is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. So congrats to everyone who said Fleet Street. Sesame Street I appreciated, though, whoever put that. All right, this one, I was just watching this last night, which has inspired the question. Attention, Great British Bake Off fans. A staple of French pastry, frangipane is a classic French filling for cakes, tarts, and pastries that is composed of butter, sugar, eggs, and what ingredient providing its hero flavor?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a patisserie?
It is a patisserie.
French patisserie, mm-hmm. as they say.
Yep, they make this quite
GBBO.
Often. All right, it wasn't quite a social, but the ingredient we were looking for is almonds.
Mm.
So nice job, everyone. If anyone can make one of these, please see us after the show.
Also, I'd like to know whatever the hell cardamom is.
Spice.
I forgot where I was.
Where does it grow?
Read the scores?
Yeah.
All right, so that is going to end the first round, the first 10 questions. We're just going to look at a leaderboard here to see the scores.
I don't know how to show it, so I'm going to read it to you. In first place with 90 points is Bad Mustache.
Right.
Second place, XOXO Bar Wars with 70. 69 Riot with 60, along with Chalamet, I Have This Dance. I said it right almost that time. Crazy Sexy Swayze and Triviatastic and Tequila Mockingbird and Fifth Grade Math for a Living with 50 points. Oedipus Mom with 20 and Equals MC Hammer. Either not playing or left or haven't gotten anything right. They have 0 points. That's where we're at.
All right, well, we're going to go to the swing round. If you, I think everyone here listened to the show, but basically it's going to be 10 questions, all themed, and there is a secret theme. It's a pretty difficult theme. You don't need it for the questions, but if you know the theme for question 12 and you get it, that's an extra 5 points. And we're just going to kind of go around and read these questions that we wrote for the theme. Ken, anything you want to add to that?
That's it.
All right, cool. This is Ken's question to start.
An extended conversation about the qualities of what animals come in handy for King Arthur at the Bridge of Death in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Now, this is coming back into theaters in December. So we're looking for what animals do they talk about in Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
The answers we are looking for is swallows.
Yep, swallows.
All right, this is a Jeff
African
question.
African or European?
All right, many national flags feature animals. There are two national flags that feature a somewhat different type of creature. What large mythical creature can be found flying on two national flags? The European one and the Asian. As a hint, in theory, only the European one could fly. And that's very theoretical.
So they're looking for a mythical creature that's on two national flags.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad for Jeff. The answer we're looking for is dragons. I put an S at the end, so that's
and
why everything.
What countries are those flags?
So one is Wales, and the other one is Bhutan.
Oh, Bhutan. Okay.
Yeah. Bhutan being the only sovereign nation.
Wrexham AFC, the dragons for the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one is one of mine. I'm looking for a misnomer commonly used while referring to American bison. Certain mafia members would tend to agree.
Mm.
I don't understand the reference.
Nope, me neither.
I don't either.
So a misnomer commonly used while referring to American bison. What else could they be called? Certain mafia members would tend to agree.
Oh, is that what a misnomer means, Neil? Thank you for mansplaining it to the audience.
I'm here for you. So, yeah, people are getting it.
No,
here.
People get it. We're yeah. just
the you knew the reference.
Here. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know the mafia reference?
No.
We're okay. going to hear about it in 24 seconds.
You will?
Can't and like, wait. I don't even want to make a joke because it might give a clue that I don't understand.
If anyone right. is in the mafia, we're always looking for angel investors.
Is that true?
We'll take money from anyone.
Huh? Jimmy the Greek?
We have to break a few backs along the way. That's what it is. Okay. Jeff will do it for us. You're strong.
He is pretty strong. He can lift this table right over his head.
That's right. And speaking of tables,
a folding table. So.
Are our answers all locked in?
All the answers are locked in. All right,
so speaking of tables, the Buffalo Bills fans are called the Bills Mafia, and they break a lot of tables. So Buffalo.
I thought it was a Sopranos reference.
I was waiting, yeah. I thought it was a real mafia.
All right, this is a Ken question.
All right. This professional sports team from Tokyo shares its name with a Big Four team from New York and another Big Four team from California.
We're getting a lot of
One Big Four team in New York, another Big Four team in California has this name.
Give you guys about
and we
five
are
more
out
seconds.
Of time.
Nope, we're out of time, Ken says. Sorry, everybody else.
It is the Giants.
The Giants.
Tokyo Giants are otherwise known as what, Ken?
Kyojin.
Yomiuri.
Yomiuri Kyojin mm-hmm. Giants.
Yep.
All right, this question I wrote. Yeah. Snoop may be the most famous dog on the planet. Apologies to Clifford and Scooby, but he briefly changed his name to a different animal after spending some time in Jamaica and getting really into reggae. What animal did he change his name to?
I don't think that's apologies. Snoop's done a lot of collaboration with other people. If yeah. Clifford and Scooby got their act together, they could do it too.
I think Clifford is the biggest and reddest dog.
Have any of you tried Rap Snacks? I'm just curious.
I don't know what that is.
I've noticed the Snoop Dogg. It's like a Snoop-branded potato chip brand.
Oh. Well, speaking of Snoop Dogg, my mom bought a Snoop Dogg doggy bowl for our dog, Maxwell. It's gold. And I've said this before, but I saw Snoop open for 311. That was a crazy show. He called everyone in the audience his cousin. We felt like family.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be at Riot Fest. He showed up 45 minutes late and left 20 minutes early, as is his prerogative.
Best 10 minutes ever, though.
Yeah. All the answers are in. A lot of people picking up that this was reggae star Snoop Lion.
Didn't you buy that album?
You didn't buy albums anymore.
Oh,
you
okay.
Just listen on Spotify.
You streamed that album.
Yeah.
All right, this next one is coming from... me. Christopher Walken recently appeared on SNL in October 2023 to introduce this band, a group whose war-inspired name he mispronounced 20 years earlier. Jill, you know this one for sure, I would think, right? Yeah. Okay. Anything music-related? Well, I know you like this band, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was like, well, you clearly are.
I believe it, though.
Are you?
All right, I think we're out of time, and
the answer, Christopher Walken.
No.
Foo Fighters, sorry. I like blacked out there, I'm so sorry.
It's Foo Fighters.
It's all this Liquid Death, today's sponsor, Mountain Water.
Not a sponsor.
Drinking water from the Alps, Liquid Death.
I really blacked out there, I'm sorry. Is the emphasis on the Foo or the Fighters?
I sold my soul to them to join
Foo
their
Fighters.
Email campaign.
Yeah.
All right. And next question. In 1999, which extreme athlete founded 900 Films, a production company that would go on to create the Ride Channel, a very popular YouTube channel?
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of this?
That doesn't mean anything, though.
I have a Halloween-themed comment to make about this when we get the answers.
I can't wait.
I just don't want to give it away.
I don't want to give it away either.
Ken, do you follow 900 Films?
I don't, but I think I know the answer.
I have a guess.
I think you know, too.
I definitely know. Because
I know
answer.
The secret theme, which isn't so secret.
That's true. So, yeah, this person had a great Halloween costume where he dressed up as Larry David and skateboarded. Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Ah, 900.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good next. Guy, Tony Hawk.
All right, koi are a decorative fish often kept aptly named koi ponds or water gardens. They are colored varieties of what common fish, which is often known in the United States, Australia, and parts of Africa as a bothersome invasive species.
Mm. Also, podcasters, bothersome invasive species.
That's true.
All the answers are in. What are we looking for?
We're looking for the carp.
Ah, the carp.
Mm-hmm. Very invasive.
Very invasive here in Chicago. I remember one year they made them at Taste of Chicago.
They mated them?
They made them. They, like somebody was like selling Asian carp as like a delicacy.
So this next one is from me. A colorfully named majestic bird of prey, indigenous to the United States, that serves as the mascot to Marquette University. few people either from Wisconsin or live in Wisconsin should probably know this one.
Shots fired.
She does not know it. If it was a Badger question, you would have had it.
Are you
it,
still
yeah.
thinking about this, Justin?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say, because you're from Milwaukee.
It's yeah. sports adjacent?
I don't do college.
Oh. My man.
I don't believe. Justin does not believe in college. Throw that out there.
Only one answer in so far, but that was quick.
It was Bar Wars.
Yeah.
Someone there knew it.
Now, would you call carp basic?
It's a basic fish.
It's a basic fish.
It's a garbage fish, right?
It is yeah. garbage fish. It's ruined the Chicago River, I believe.
Yeah. Much like how koi are like fancy carp. The Black Panther is just a fancy jaguar.
Mm. And I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't disparage the jaguar.
Jaguar.
It can swim and kill. It can walk and kill on land. It's fast. It's got a huge bite.
Oh,
and the X Factor. I forgot to tell you. The X Factor was for the X series of cars for the Jaguar. That was a clue.
Oh, that was the clue.
Anyway, the answers are in. Colorfully named majestic bird is the Golden Eagles of Marquette University. Yeah, you did get it right.
All right, this one, I think I kind of rewrote it, so I'm going to ask it. What brand of the military did Montel Williams, Drew Carey, and Shaggy all serve in?
It should say branch, right?
Yep. Probably.
Well, they're all brands, kind of, I guess.
Like 2 days after Veterans Day.
One day after Veterans.
Of these three, you would think Shaggy would have his own show.
That's correct.
And it would be called It Wasn't Me, like Maury or something, or Montel Williams. It Wasn't Me.
The Shaggy Story? Zoinks.
And then his announcer would be Mr. Lover Lover. Some people like that. Jill liked it. Okay, that's fine.
That's the goal.
Did I tell you, when I was in eighth grade, I used to go to a friend's house and we would sing Shaggy songs in front of the TV. And that's a true story. We'd go, Mr. Lover Lover.
I don't disbelieve it.
And it was one of those TVs that was huge. It had a square and it was like, you know, like really deep, like
rear
3 feet
projection.
Deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was basically a cabinet. Yeah,
same classic. TV I watched the O.J. Simpson trial on with him, too.
OJ also said it wasn't me.
That's true. He still says it wasn't me, but he'll tell you why it's not him, though, if you ask him.
But if it was him,
this is how he would have done it.
Yeah, right.
What is happening here?
What's the answer?
The answer, as the show completely goes off the rails, is the Marines.
The few, the proud.
Shaggy.
The bombastic.
Shaggy. All right, Ken, this one is for you. It was a little altered, but it's for you.
There have been a lot of famous pets who have graced the screen in movies released by Disney. What type of animal was Raja? A loyal and protective pet for a beloved royal character. All right, time winding down here.
Is this a social?
Nope.
Not quite a social.
So not quite a social, but pretty well received here. That is Tiger.
Tiger.
From Aladdin.
Princess Jasmine's beloved tiger.
Yes.
All right, and this is pretty simple. What was the theme? If you guys picked up on a theme, you want to read some of the answers? Well, we got carp, we got hawks.
Got carp,
dragons,
tigers,
golden
dragons.
Swallows.
Mm-hmm.
Golden eagles.
Buffaloes.
Buffaloes.
Giants.
Giants. Yep. Oh, almost a decent guess there. Close, but just not all the way.
I'm
going to
ask for clarification. Give me a sport. I mean... Whoops. I do this once a stream where I give a clue accidentally.
Rum actually is getting to Matt. He's giving the clues away.
All right. Well, we're out of time anyways.
Matt's,
who's got it?
Matt's had a few.
All right. Ken, why don't you explain your hat and what this answer is?
Yes. These are Japanese professional baseball teams, and my hat is for your champion.
The Hanshin Tigers.
Hanshin Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Your champion.
My champion.
So Japanese baseball team.
Japanese,
good job, everybody.
Yes, and did we get, what, one team got it right? Was it Bar Wars?
Bar Wars.
Specifically right? Nice
with the,
job.
With the Nippon baseball teams. Very good. All right, so I guess we're ready to go into round two.
Do you want to do a little score recap?
Do I want to? No.
Since we had the swing round? And then we're going to do a mini game, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's show you these scores.
All right. Got Bad Mustache in first currently with 135.
Holding down first place.
Almost in first place is Bar Wars with 125.
That's what you call second? Almost in first?
Almost in first.
Almost in second place, 69 Riot.
Almost in third place, Chalamet, I Have This Dance, 95. Almost in fourth place, Crazy Sexy Swayze with 90. almost in fifth place.
These are all tied.
We're
though.
Bad at this. All
tied, these tied for almost fourth place.
Yep.
A lot of teams with 90.
We have Oedipus's mom, not Oedipus or whatever you're saying. Oedipus's mom.
She's got it going on.
I think E equals MC Hammer is either gone or not playing. Is that possible?
That's,
are they still here?
They changed, they okay. joined another team.
They joined another team. Okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Neil, guess who is back and better than ever with a new game?
Who?
Geeks Who Drink.
Oh, we love Geeks Who Drink over here.
Yeah, Matt, why don't you tell us about their new exciting game?
This is a new game. It's called Thrice. We talked a little bit about it last week. It's a game you could play at thrice.geekswhodrink.com. It's a daily game. Every day you get a set of five clues in different categories. There's three questions per round, all with the same answer. The way it works is if you get it right on the first try, you get 3 points, second 2 points, and third 1 point. And the goal is to get as many points as possible, which sounds super fun. So if you guys want to play a little sample game, we can do that right now.
Let's do it.
All right. This one, I feel like we're going to get the 3 points just because we lived through it and we're big saxophone fans. That's why we would know this. It's an entertainment. Bill Clinton belted out Heartbreak Hotel on saxophone on a 1992 episode of Who's Talk Show?
Definitely know this one.
Oh, yeah. Classic. That's got to be Arsenio Hall, the chameleon himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my phone tried to autocorrect it to Arsenic Hall, who is not somebody I know. But
that's where at the end of every show, like Oprah, everyone gets poisoned instead of a new car.
We all walked out of the Arsenic Hall.
That sounds like a period drama that you might watch on like AMC.
Oh, yeah. Arsenic Hall. I like that. Yeah.
All right. So the next one is in the category of social sciences. Here rests in honored glory. So begins an inscription on what D.C. area monument?
Here rest in honored glory. Jeff, do you think that could either be the Vietnam Memorial or maybe the Korean War Memorial?
I would say maybe the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Let's do that.
Oh. Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is correct.
Yeah!
Oh,
wow.
Hey, nice.
We're crushing this one, so we're going to do one more. And let's see what happens if you get one wrong. But we never get one wrong, so who knows? Arts and literature.
Yeah, set us up for that one, Matt.
What's the word of Joyce Kilmer's poem, Trees? What's the first word?
Oh, I see. I don't know if we're going to know this one. We might have to go to the second clue. How about we just say...
leaves.
Leaves, yeah.
No, okay. For 2 points, what's the first word of Walt Whitman's poem, Song of Myself?
Oh, boy. We're so bad with poetry here.
I
like that. What I do like about this game Thrice at thrice.geekswhodrink.com is that if you can't get the first clue right, the second clue right, at least you're going to go home with 1 point, hopefully, if you get the third one right. But I have no idea, Jeff. Let's just go with I, like you said.
Well, I is correct.
The I's have it, Neil.
The I's have it. I is correct is the best grammar sentence I've ever spoken. But yeah, so that was 2 points. So that was pretty fun. We got 3, 3, and 2. So that's a total of 8 points. We only played 3 questions. But let's see what you guys at home can do. So make sure you go to thrice.geekswhodrink.com. Play today's game and then let us know how you did.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. That is thrice.geekswhodrink.com. And let's get back to the game.
Your questions, Matt? These are my questions.
All right.
Sorry for more sports. There's just a couple. I do apologize. But this is about the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers removed themselves from trivia fodder this year by winning the World Series for the first time. Of the 5 teams left who haven't won the World Series, only one of them is still fishing for their first appearance in the Fall Classic. Which team is it?
Is this another way of saying which team is the biggest loser?
Well, yeah.
I guess.
In a way.
Yeah, they haven't won. They haven't been there.
It's which team is the biggest not winner.
Okay.
Which one of these is your favorite Ranger?
JD? Out of Chuck?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go Chuck.
No.
I don't know the other two Rangers.
What about Jared?
Because their names aren't in the title.
Yeah, right.
There is only Walker, right?
Well, Walker, right. Well, Jared Padalecki is the new Walker.
Walker and his two friends.
Yeah, he's the new Walker.
I didn't know that. A new Walker?
Do we need a new Walker? Well,
we didn't need an original Walker.
Now that Walker needs a Walker.
Everyone, yeah. Everyone needs saving.
All right, this is playing exactly like I thought. No one knows it.
Now we got two correct
answers. I'm wondering if there's a clue hidden in here, Matthew.
I think so.
Maybe something nautical.
Something to do with fishing?
Now everyone says, afterwards. It's not Marlins, though. You're fishing up the wrong pole there. You're looking for Mariners. The Mariners.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes,
never
Seattle.
Made it.
It's a shame he never got to a World Series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Here's another one.
I mean, he had a
more
video
sports?
Game.
Yeah, kind of. LeBron James has made it clear that his goal is to one day share the court with his son, Bronny James. Bronny brought that goal one step forward when he recently committed to which school? While predominantly seen as a football school, it had produced players such as DeMar DeRozan, Taj Gibson, and Nikola Vucevic.
You got it, Shady.
Do they teach you how to... Do they teach you how to flop at this school?
At the school? It's possible.
Okay.
There's a whole class, Flopping
just
101.
Just Flopping 101, taught by LeBron
69
himself.
Right, got it. They know a thing.
You can't just flop with your body.
Look,
you
flop can't
with
talk
your heart,
about...
Flop with your mind.
You can't talk about flopping unless you bring in JaVale McGee, okay?
Well, that's a deep putt.
That's about 50-50 right now.
I mean, he was headlining Shaq and a Fool left and right back in the day.
Speaking of old Neil stories, I had all of Shaq's rap albums that I listened to as well. Yeah.
Two?
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu is one of the
Can't
one
Stop
games
the
I bought. Yeah.
Yeah. And his... Yep, Fu Schnickens. Even the video game, his video game I had as well.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Well, I had his shoes, though, which I love. The ones that look
from
like...
From Kmart?
No, the ones that look like the thing that hypnotizes you.
Oh, yeah,
like
those
full
are
size
classic.
And you looked like a child?
Yes. Well, I should have them on now.
All right, about half the teams getting this correct. The answer we're looking for is University of Southern California, USC.
USC.
Go Trojans.
Nice job, Kathy Shady. Very excited over here.
All right.
This is your favorite show, Matt, this next question.
this next question is about my favorite show. The Masked Singer began its 10th season this year, almost one for every children of host Nick Cannon. Who is the winner of the inaugural season? I'm sure he provided refreshments for the entire audience with his winnings.
What the f*** is this picture?
This is actually a Power Ranger villain. I created a game called Power Ranger Villain or Masked Singer Contestant.
I thought it was a Masked Singer or a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure stand.
I know we were talking earlier about Nick Cannon and his, you know,
multiple
his
children.
His cannon.
How he never, his cannon never fires blanks.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah. Good guy.
Tasteful.
You know, that's what we're known for on this show. Taste.
Hey, as we learn from Nick Cannon, love don't cost a thing.
That's right.
He was not allowed to use auto-tune on stage, but this was T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Woo!
Very good singer.
Short for The Pain.
What's the provided refreshments?
He would buy you a drink.
Buy you a drink.
Oh.
Buy you a drink.
I remember that one.
It was a song. All right. Smart House, Brink, and Alley Cat Strike are notable examples of DCOMs. What does DCOM stand for in this example?
Not a military term. I don't think Brink was part of any sort of military package.
Brink's one of your favorites.
I love Brink.
Angie knows one.
Yeah, we may or may not have thrifted a copy of Brink from a garage sale on DVD, even though we already own a copy on DVD.
So you have two Brink?
So now we
Brink?
Own two copies of Brink.
How much Brink is too much Brink?
Can never have too much Brink.
Got a DVD and a backup DVD? or in case you want to watch it in two locations?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people know this one.
Yeah, a lot of good answers.
It was a big deal every Friday night when I was a wee child. You'd gather around and watch Halloween Town and various other versions of these Disney Channel original movies.
Hey, where's the Cadet Kelly love?
What is
Alley
Cat Strike?
It's a later one. They were cats who would bowl.
Oh, okay. Yes. Bowling.
I love someone answered role play game.
I thought it was like a superhero team of like cat people.
Chalamet answered role play game where you put on rollerblades and role play.
As Brink?
As Brink.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Get on the old half pipe.
All right. Primetime is generally regarded as one of the worst albums made by an athlete, and that's really saying something. That's what it says there. Which former NFL star and current Buffalo channeled his inner MC Hammer on this album?
Sorry, you can tell I didn't pre-read your question in advance.
Did you have this album?
This one?
Matthew?
This one, yes. It was in my rotation with the Macho Man rap album.
That's a good one. Is he like surrounded in chains on that one?
Rodney Raps.
Rodney Raps, yeah.
Another classic. Mr. T.
Yep.
Singing about his mama and fighting tooth decay with Hulk Hogan.
These fighting all important tooth things. Decay?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all fighting
there tooth decay. There was an album that was about brushing your teeth properly.
By Hulk Hogan?
And Mr. T. He was there, too.
We tried to get famous by doing a wash your hands thing, but that didn't work during COVID.
Some people liked it.
A couple people.
Oh, I like that answer.
Doug Flutie?
Doug Flutie.
Not correct. Good Buffalo. Though.
I would love to hear a rap album by him. It's so Canadian. It's just all very nice things to say about people.
How much would you pay? And I know it's a non-zero sum to have a Doug Flutie rap album.
Maybe if our patrons can help us, we can reach out.
Mm-hmm.
What about a Bernie Kosar album?
Who's that reference for? No one in this room. The answers we're looking for, we got 9 out of 10. They know that Primetime is Deion Sanders, current coach of the Colorado Buffalo.
How's that going, Matt?
Not going too well. It's not Primetime. Trivia-tastic gave us the answer of Bonesaw, because Bonesaw is ready.
Bonesaw is ready.
Bonesaw.
Can you last three minutes of trivia? Ready.
Kenneth, your questions are next.
All right. Sounds good. I'm ready.
Sorry to interrupt you, Jeffrey.
What wrestler, beloved by the internet community and wrestling fans alike, is a member of the Judgment Day stable and is the current holder of the Women's World Championship as of today, 11-12-23?
Did we chase this person around a city once?
No.
That was a different person.
They were a champion, just not right now.
Oh, okay.
Current champion as of November 12th.
That was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I remember.
This person, I believe, could squat all four of us at the same time.
Yeah, probably.
I assure you, I only wrote this one sports question.
And then a sports-themed round.
And a sports-themed round.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
And that looks like it's time. How are our answers looking there, Matt?
We got a couple of sorries. Nope.
Got a Bailey in there.
Yeah, Bailey. Not Bailey, but she is a wrestler. So that's
look,
a
I don't do wrestling either. I just know her from the internet.
And it's Rhea Ripley. Otherwise known as Mommy.
Mommy, yeah.
All right, next question. Acclaimed actress Lupita Nyong'o is a dual citizen of Kenya and what other country? While both her parents are Kenyan, she was born abroad while her father was teaching in the capital of her home country.
No hint on this one, Ken, I see.
No?
No hints. This is a tough one.
This is.
Know it.
It's good to know, though.
Wow.
See? They know.
When am I going to talk to Lupita Nyong'o about
her
dual citizenship?
The people know because Lupita Nyong'o is beloved.
She is. She's a treasure. I'll give you that.
I did have to look up Lupita Nyong'o to make sure where that apostrophe went.
Yes.
Got to be honest.
Well, thank you for putting it in the correct place.
I think we got all the answers in that we are going to get in. And what is the answer, Ken?
The answer is Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
She's Mexican Kenyan.
All right.
Her name's Lupita.
That's true. Her name's Lupita.
Lupita. Hint. The Movie Critic is an upcoming film rumored to star Jamie Taco rival Paul Walter Hauser and not John Lovitz. The film will be reportedly the 10th and final film of what famed director? Quite the feat.
This is really disappointing.
It is quite the feat.
Matt, why didn't you put the photo that you took of John Lovitz in his Mercedes in L.A.?
When I follow John Lovitz for like 20 minutes down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Quite the feat.
Not the feat.
I mean, I've done no films, so one film is quite the feat.
You said you didn't write anything with triviality references. This one has one.
That's
true. I guess.
There's a whole shirt for this one.
That's true.
Go to our shop, TeePublic.
TeePublic, right? It's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
We haven't sold a shirt in like a year, but
yeah,
it's still
really
there.
Good at chilling. It's fine.
We just support or enjoy your support in any way.
Yeah. If you want to buy our feet shirts, go right ahead. This
the answer to this one is, of course, famed lover of feet, Quentin Tarantino.
Tarantino.
That's all he's known for.
Is a feet shirt like dyed like with crushing it like with grapes like wine or?
All right, moving on.
What Netflix family film starring Christian Slater focuses on a cryptid with roots in Puerto Rico and Mexico? The film's title is a shortening of the cryptid's name and comically translates to sucks.
Is this movie out yet?
It is out. It has been out.
Have you seen it?
It had a quiet release. I did not see it.
You haven't watched it?
But our friend Brian worked on it. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, he colored it.
Brian Smaller?
Yep. Brian Smaller. Speaking of Christian Slater, though, his best movie, Ken, is, as you know, is Gleaming the Cube.
Correct.
Starring a young Tony Hawk.
Either that or Nymphomaniac, for sure. Hmm. Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
All right. All the answers, time then. Is up. Everybody looking pretty good there, Matt? How's it looking?
I'm going to give credit for these because I don't care. they weren't a shortening of the name. But
I see.
Chupa.
Yeah, the answer is just Chupa.
Chupa.
So you gave credit for Chupacabra, to be clear.
You knew the cryptid. You get it.
So Chupa is the sucks part.
Yeah.
Cabra is the goat part. So if you just call a movie Chupa, it just means sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck goat. That's the Chupacabra.
I believe that's the end of the second round. Is that right?
Is it?
I got one more.
Oh, we got one more.
Yeah.
Sorry,
what nation's flag implies that big cats have opposable thumbs due to the fact that the design contains a lion holding a sword in its paws?
Did you make that or find that picture, Matt?
I found it.
Oh.
Matt painstakingly drew it.
In MS Paint.
It is the best
one. Here's the thing, Neil. I said I didn't write anything questions. I said I hate flags. I wrote a flag question.
And you don't like sports. You wrote a sports question.
And a sports question. I don't know what got into me.
You're a complete anomaly.
Two questions to do with Mexico.
Right?
No answers
in yet. I was clearly struggling for questions.
So they're looking for a flag with a big cat holding a sword, a lion?
A lion's holding a sword.
No answers yet, huh?
No,
so
because
this
nobody,
might be the toughest
nobody
one
knows
tonight.
This one.
Wow. Where's this picture from?
This picture?
Yeah.
The internet.
Google Images.
Google Image Search. Hey.
Nice job, Chalamet.
Chalamet's got it.
I just like the fact that a lion can clearly not hold a sword, but...
This one is holding
the
sword very well.
They committed to it. Well,
we have to ask Mythbusters.
This is a second lion holding
Luxembourg
a sword.
Luxembourg is a great guess based on what we usually answer.
Yep.
It's one of the six countries we ask questions
about.
There
might only be, what, one person, I think, got that correct.
It's Eswatini.
It is not Eswatini.
No, it's not. I can't remember what it is. So
it's
you
Sri Lanka.
It's Sri Lanka. Nice job.
It's a pretty hideous flag.
I knew it all along.
Oh, yeah.
That's one more.
So no. So that will conclude the second round. Let's just get some score updates, Matt. We'll do another mini game.
Hold on, I can figure this out.
We're gonna see what the scores are at.
Who's in first?
Who's in first? Up, 69 Riot
Moving
taking the lead.
First.
Whoa, big move!
Points.
They went from almost second to definitely first.
We got Bard Wars, and we got Bad Mustache in third with 175. Tequila Mockingbird at 160 in fourth. Chalamet, I Have This Dance, 135 in fifth. Fifth grade math for a living, great answer, 130, or great team name, 130. Triviatastic, 130. Crazy Sexy Swayze at 100. Oedipus's Mom at 85. And
zero
for Evil's MC Hammer.
You'll get one eventually. You're definitely playing.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Pyles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
One particular argument, he ended up dislocating Ava's jaw. Ava, she was such a tough cookie. Rather than cry or scream or anything like that, she...
Or call the police.
She should have, exactly. What does she do? She takes an ashtray and she knocks him over the head and knocks him unconscious. That's how she fought back. She didn't know what to do, so she called Louis B. Mayer. I think I've killed Howard Hughes. What do I do?
Revisit a time when the pictures were still big and everyone was ready for their close-up. When you want Tyrone Power instead of Tom Hardy, Jennifer Jones instead of Jennifer Lawrence, or Robert Mitchum rather than Robert Pattinson, then From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
All right, we are back. We are going to be going into the final round. So if you listen to the show, normally we give categories. You wager based on the category how well you think you'll do, 0 to 30 points. But the way this is going to work, because we're using an app, is you're going to get a question, and then you can wager 0 to 30 after you lock your answer in.
Based on your confidence.
Based on your confidence. If you think you really know it, you go 30, or if you don't, you're not too sure, you can go 10 or whatever.
Or 0.
Or 0. So there's going to be 5 questions,
six
though, just like the final round.
Somewhere
you
in
can't
the range
do
of
six.
0 to
any
30.
Other number.
You can't wager negative 10 if you think you're going to get it wrong to gain 10 points. It doesn't work that way.
That's right.
We thought ahead. Smart
doesn't though. The app actually work that way, though?
Does,
but we'll just
we
recorrect it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't do it, people.
I'm not opening that box.
Just because you can get away with it, don't do it.
So just for a little suspense, what we'll do is this final 5 questions, we'll do a mini game while we're tabulating scores, our final mini game, and then we'll reveal the winners with some prizes. So... Ken, you have the first question of the final round. Do you want to read that one for us?
As soon as it comes up, I will be happy to do that.
And I believe the category
is
yes.
Have you won 7 Junos?
Yes, they have won 7 Junos. Yes, they have their own Ben & Jerry's flavor, the first Canadian band to do so. Yes, they are responsible for the Big Bang Theory theme song. Are they the greatest band of all time? Perhaps. But who are they?
And you will be wagering on your confidence.
Mm-hmm. Some teams very confident immediately.
Some are very confident.
I believe all the answers are in.
The answer is Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh.
Yes, Ben.
All right, and Matt, is this your question?
This is my question.
Category, what could have been?
When Sega was when Sega was looking for a new mascot for their Genesis console, they ultimately settled on a little blue hedgehog named Sonic. Before deciding on a hedgehog, Sonic was almost this other animal, but they might have changed it because they didn't want their mascot so closely associated with leprosy.
Oh, this is a classic.
A classic.
Leprosy or the mascot?
The leprosy animal is a classic triviality question.
Oh, and that's true.
The picture of ugly Sonic.
Yeah.
I saw one of these live in Texas at night.
Sonic?
Yeah, a Sonic.
Now, is this from the Rescue Rangers
this
movie?
This is from the, the...
Chippendale Back in Action or whatever
yeah.
It's called.
The answer to this is a mascot for one of my favorite movies. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
Yeah.
People hated the initial design from Sonic.
For the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, he was ugly.
As you guys can see.
And he had weird teeth.
He looks too much like a real hedgehog.
All right. It looks like all answers are in. The answer we're looking for is noted leprosy haver, the armadillo.
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 Yeah, that was the mascot of Necessary Roughness, a football movie starring Scott Bakula and Sinbad. Great movie. All right. So this one is going to be mine. It's a category of film phobias. If you suffer from hippophobia, it's probably a good idea to refrain from watching what film released in 2000 and directed by Billy Bob Thornton that was based on a book by Cormac McCarthy. So if you suffer from hippophobia, you would not like this film.
Hmm. Do you suffer from hippophobia?
I am the opposite of suffering from hippophobia.
You love hippos.
I love hippos. That's right. Also a very strong bite. Stronger than jaguars, but they're a water-dwelling mammal. Or not mammal, but maybe they are.
Mammal.
Are they
yeah.
mammal? Okay. I was right.
No. Sorry.
Oh, that's
it's
okay.
Not. Might have nothing to do with hippos at all.
It might not.
The hip hop eponymous.
Since we're saying
whose rhymes are bottomless or lyrics are bottomless?
Lyrics are bottomless. What do you think the phobia they think it is? A fear of old men? There's no country for them.
The geriatric phobia. All right, well, the answer is Matt Damon and Penelope Cruz in All the Pretty Horses. So if you suffer from hippophobia, you're afraid of horses.
Hippopotamus
and you
is
love horses?
The river.
I love horses. Yeah.
River horse, right, or something?
Yeah. This next one is going to be from Jeff in the category of actor origins.
Ah, yes. Born to Cynthia Palmer and Michael Horowitz, what strange and unusual actress's given name was lifted from the Minnesota county in which she was born?
All right, we're waiting on like one more team. You can wager zero if you don't know it. That's okay, too. Looks like everybody. And no, 0 points.
No. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to answer.
Jeff, who is it?
It is Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder from Winona County. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Not Winona, Ryder County.
Winona County, Minnesota.
All right. All right, and this is our final question of the final round. Make sure you get your wagers in to win the game, hopefully.
The category, Neil wrote a book.
All right, little shameless plug here.
And the question is a book in of itself.
That is true. When it comes to the most watched series finale of all time, MASH is number one with 106 million viewers. Probably won't ever change. The Fugitive is number three with 78 million. Spots 2, 4, and 5 belong to A Show About Nothing, a show where everyone knows your name, and a show whose theme song states, I'll be there for you. What we're looking for is put these single word titles in order of most watched series finale to least watched for full points.
That was
so it's going to be three titles.
Everybody was really excited until that last sentence.
So three titles in order of most watched to least watched with those clues. For full points.
So you think MASH will never be beaten just because people don't watch TV like
nobody
that anymore?
Watches
yeah,
TV
I don't think
anymore.
I don't think it'll ever be beaten. Yeah.
Now, Neil, I went to your book tour. Your seminar almost, and so I have a leg up on this.
You
question.
Do have a leg up.
If anybody went to the seminar?
If you did, 40-minute seminar, and I talk about it in the book.
Put on an absolute clinic.
Oh yeah.
It's a copy of the book in the house.
I did a presentation at a library before, and I asked if there were any questions. The first person raised their hand and said, a picture was wrong on your slide, and you had a typo in 97th slide. And while we're on the subject of mistakes, here's another one. So, for a free seminar, but that's okay.
And that was your and that was your mom, right?
That was my mom, yeah.
For a free talk at a local library. Yeah.
All right, so all the answers are in. So if you got the question here, you would know it was Friends, Seinfeld, and Cheers. But the correct order is MASH, Cheers, The Fugitive, Seinfeld, and then Friends. So Cheers, Seinfeld, Friends was the correct answer.
All right, it's time for the scores. See who won this game. Let's have it.
We have a tie.
We do not have a winner yet.
Do we have a tiebreaker?
We have a tie.
I'll pull up a tiebreaker right now.
We'll figure one out. but we'll see. What do you have for the scores here, though? We got Bad Mustache in third.
Let's start.
We'll
from the
see.
Bottom.
We'll start.
So
from bottom
E equals MC Hammer. Unfortunately, did not get one question right the whole night. What do you do at E equals MC Hammer? Oedipus Mom with 75 points. Triviatastic with 140. Yeah. Crazy Sexy Swayze in seventh with 145. Tequila Mockingbird 160. Fifth place. Fifth grade. Math for a Living, 190. In fourth place, 69. Riot with 220. In third place, Bad Mustache, 274. And tied for first place is Bar Wars and May I Have This Dance. We need a tiebreaker, Ken.
All right, we do need a tiebreaker. So will those two teams send up one rep?
For a question of
trivia.
There
is no category. It's going to be a closest to the pin number guess. All right, so your tiebreaker question will be closest to the pin number guess. The question I'm going to ask you is the population of Mexico, since I'm obsessed with Mexico today. All right, Justin's holding his belt, so we're going to go to Justin first.
206 million.
206 million. What do you say?
120 million.
The answer is 126.7 million. So Miles is going to take that. That makes Bar Wars our winner. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations. We'll, as soon as we're done here, we'll saddle up with you and give you some prizes.
Also, for any of you who got other prizes, if you'd like us to destroy them by signing them, we're also willing to do that. So.
And yeah, we're going to confer with Jill. We have some other prizes we might be able to give out to for some other teams. But I think that's going to wrap it up for today, right?
Yep. And as always, we just want to give a shout out to Airwave, our network, before we say goodbye to you fine folks.
Yep.
And find other great podcasts at airwavemedia.com.
Yep. And thank you very much to G-Man Tavern for hosting us today. So I'll give him a round of applause.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all the staff, bartender, support staff, everyone. Jill, thank you for setting this up. It means a lot that you're all here with us today. It's been 300.
Give it up for Jill.
Yeah, get up for Jill, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 350 episodes. Pretty crazy we're here, but it's so nice to see so many of you. A lot of you we haven't met before. We'll have to make sure we connect after this recording. And if you weren't able to make it, we hope you liked this episode today, and we can hopefully do more of these in different places, like maybe Australia one day. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Sure. We're Australian.
Yeah, but yeah,
you paying for it?
Well, maybe we'll see.
Depends how your book does.
Yeah, we'll see how the book does. Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's going to be it, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being here tonight, for listening at home. We are Triviality for Ken, Matt, and Jeff. My name is Neil. That was Triviality.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.